We continue our reading of Matthew's Gospel, coming today to Matthew chapter 14. We'll begin reading at verse 22 and go to verse 36 at the end of the chapter. Now, this contains one of the most well-known and beloved stories of Jesus' life. It's where he walks on the water. And there's really two themes going on here. The first is the very important theme of Christ's intercession from heaven on behalf of his struggling church. And the scenario is that they've been ministering to the people. Jesus sends the disciples into the boat. They're going to cross the sea, and he's going to meet them later. And this passage through the sea, it's not just here, there's elsewhere, is a symbol of our difficult passage through a turbulent world that is opposed to our faith and our progress through to heaven. In this case, the winds are kicking up. They can't make headway. They're struggling in the sea. It's a picture of the church in the world. The ship of the church against the hostile winds of an ungodly culture. And they're becoming dismayed. And you may be, well, where is Jesus? Well, on other occasion, he's been in the boat, but this time he's on the mountain. It's pretty suggestive what this means. He's up on high and he's looking upon them from the mountain and he's praying for them. And that's meant to be a picture of the ministry of our Lord in this present world. We're the church. We're the people of God on stormy seas. That's what this world is. We, through many tribulations, will enter the kingdom of God. Where is Jesus? He's at the right hand of the Father. He's praying for you. He's praying for his church. What a wonderful picture. Now, the second part of it deals with Peter, that remarkable and precocious person. Jesus comes to them. He goes down the mountain and he walks upon the water. He's revealing to their faith his divine nature. Well, Peter sees him, and he wants to walk on the water. So he gets out of the boat, and he's, Lord, if you will call me, I will do it. Jesus calls him, come. And while his eyes, here's the picture, while his eyes are fixed on Jesus, he walks on the water. Now, what's that saying? That he partakes of the attributes of deity? No. That in the storms and trials of this life, looking to Jesus, trusting in him, we can live above the storm. But then what happens? He takes his eyes off Jesus and he starts sinking. But Jesus is there to rescue him. These are very potent pictures intended to help us in our struggle of faith. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 22 of Matthew 14. Immediately he, Jesus, made the disciples get into the boat and go before them to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick and implored him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.